This is Sean Mullen at the Memorial Coliseum in Portland. Broncos and Winterhawks coming up for the first and only time this season. And I had a chance before the game to chat with the head coach and general manager of the Winterhawks, Mike Johnston.
Well, Coach, first of all, for Bronco fans who haven't seen your team since last year, how would you describe this season's Portland Winterhawks?
Well, we're a little bit different than last year. Certainly, we lost quite a few players up front. We had five 20-year-olds going away to camp and four stayed. And then our two 19-year-olds are still up in the NHL. So it's a different look, especially our forward group. Our defense is basically the same. We have a good, solid group of defensemen that have had experience in our lineup. So we really think that's the strength of our team, along with our goaltending with Matt Carruth. So the back end and our goaltending is something that we rely on. And our forward group is a little bit young, but we still think it looks like so far anyway that they can at least create offensively. We can produce the numbers we need to.
Does losing those two 19-year-old forwards sort of change your approach this season? Do you, you know, alter the complexion of the kind of game you want to play without having maybe the explosiveness of having all of your 19-year-olds back?
No, not really. We still play the same style that we want to play. We want to play a puck-moving skating style. And because Nino Niederreiter and Ryan Johansson are in the NHL. Sure, we'd like to have them back, but we recognized in the summer that they probably wouldn't be back just based on where they were drafted and the indication from their NHL teams. So if they ever did come back, it'd be great, but at the same time, we've got some good young kids filling in those spots.
Well, Barchi and Ratty so far this season have really lit it up, and this month in particular, they're both just on a complete tear, and how have you seen their games evolve?
Well, they were both really good together last year, and we had Craig Cunningham with them. We acquired Craig from Vancouver, and we thought that was a very good line in the playoffs for us. They're both skilled players, but they play with a lot of compete in their game, and they're just their style of play is it's tough to handle because they can beat you in a number of different ways with the pass, with intelligence, with a shot, and so they're good and they're good in ways where I've been happy this year where they can kill penalties for you, and they play 4-on-4, so they've really shown that they can play a complete game.
Well, this is going to be a matchup of two of the top power plays in the league so far, and tell me about your man advantage and why you've had success so far.
We've been happy with our special teams this year. It's one area we thought that our power play was good last year, but then our penalty kill needed to be better, and now we have both of them up near the top of the league, and if you have that, then you have a chance at least to try and escape with those one-goal wins and make the difference in the game. And certainly our power play has been steady throughout the year. We watch Swift Current and some of the games we've watched lately. And they've been one of, as you mentioned, the better teams in the league, but the more consistent teams in the league on the power play.
Your home record is excellent. You've only lost twice on home ice so far this season. Any particular reason you think for that?
No, they asked us last year why we didn't lose on the road, and I don't know why we win or lose in a particular building, whether it's on the road or at home. We feel comfortable here at home, but we also feel like we take a lot of pride in our road record as well. No, I don't think there's any reason. We'll take the wins wherever we get them.
You picked up Dylan Wagner from the Broncos. Tell me about that acquisition and how he's fit in so far.
Well, we're looking for some older experience. As I mentioned, we only had one 20-year-old return, and the other four all signed pro contracts, so we were in a situation where we were looking for some veteran experience, some character, a guy who could play a complete game. We didn't feel we had as much size in our lineup this year, physical presence, so we knew Dylan could bring that as well. Brett Ponich, who was our captain last year, is a friend of Dylan and often mentioned his name, what a good kid he was, what a great character guy he was. So we had heard a little bit about him before, and we knowing Swift Current situation, they had to make one of their 20s available. We jumped at him right away.
How much hunger is there in this dressing room this year, given that you guys got so close? Can you feel an extra sense with all the guys who are back that, you know, that just desire to get back there and this time finish the job?
To a degree, not this early in the season. This early in the season, our hungers have been all about trying to get out of the gate. We know how important getting a good start in any league is. If you get out of the gate well, it really helps you later on. If you have situations where you run into injuries like we did last December, January, or fatigue, fatigue situations, then at least you have a little bit of a cushion. So that was our priority. Certainly in our room, we have a confident group that believes we have a very good team. They know how to win now. They've had the last 2 years of long playoff runs. So that helps your group. It helps your group in tight games. It helps your group in key moments of the season.
When you came here, the franchise had been through several years of struggling. And what was the process of turning things around here? What were the steps you took to get the Winterhawks back to where they are now?
Well, there's a couple of things. We readjusted some of the ways we were scouting and how we were scouting and identifying players. We decided not to make trades. We decided to build our team from within. And if you look at our group last year, we had one player that wasn't ours on our team. And that's a common thing with our group, is that if you're drafted or listed by us, we take the time and the patience to work with you and try and develop you, and instead of going and looking for answers from other teams around the league. So we've decided to build with patience and with structure and try to identify a style of play that we're going to play, and this is how we're going to do it. And like you said, if Johansson need a writer back, we don't change our style. We stick with the same style. And that's how we want to play, and those are the players we're drafting, we're listing, we're practicing with. And I believe now everybody coming into the dressing room, they know the expectations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Johnston, head coach and general manager of the Portland Winterhawks, and boy, has the franchise turned around here under his guidance. And we'll come back with coach and general manager of your Swift Current Broncos, Mark Lamb, as our pregame show continues on the Eagle 94.1.